Really, everyone should ensure their mobile telephones are turned off or switched to silent, and the use of mobile devices for recording is not permitted. Members of the public should not speak during the meeting and may be temporarily excluded for discussion of in-committee items. I would remind members of their obligations under the Councillors' Code of Conduct to declare any financial or significant non-financial interests which they have in any item of business before the committee today. If you have such an interest, please either declare it now or immediately before the item itself, stating the item of business it relates to. Having declared an interest, members should leave the chamber for the duration of discussion on that item and should not take part in the vote. You will then be invited back to join the meeting once the discussion on that item has ended. The proceedings of the meeting will be audio and video recorded, except where Council is considering any exempt matters. Members should remember that the microphones work as a queuing system. If your microphone is lit red, you have precedence. Flashing green is next in the queue, and then solid green. Please do not press your microphone button again when it is lit up red, as you will lose your place in the queue. There may be some members in attendance virtually, and it has been agreed that all members in the chamber are brought in to speak on an issue before any remote delegates. Therefore, if you are attending remotely, please use the chat facility to indicate your wish to speak, and I will bring members in once all those within the chamber have spoken. Instant messages should be kept to the following letters. Type Q if you wish to ask a question, type C for a comment, type P to propose, type S if you wish to second, and please refrain from making any other comments using instant messaging. Members are reminded that they are personally responsible for any comments that they make at the meeting. Okay, so item number one is apologies. Is there any apologies tonight?
I have apologies from Conor Mallon and Sinead Murphy.
Michael Rice.
And Andy Patterson.
Yeah.
Okay. And Spencer Rice is not here at the moment, and depending on how the meeting goes, we'll see if he makes it. Councillor
Sharon? Yeah, sure. Councillor Burns just asking if the link could be sent to him. Doesn't have the link to join.
Okay, Councillor Byrne will be joining the meeting then. That's grand. Okay, item number two is declarations of interest. Are there any declarations of interest? Nope. Okay, then item three is the action sheet arising from the SPNR committee held on the 23rd of January 2025. Can I get a proposer and seconder, please? Yep, Councillor Max here. Councillor Graff, second, thank you. Okay, we'll move on to item four, which is is there any questions from the action sheet? Any action or questions arising now? Okay, no problem.
On the action sheet, it refers to the ethical procurement policy. I thought it was coming through at the end of February. Just maybe we update on that, please, Josephine.
Councillor Hanlon, we looked at it at SMT last week, and we will be bringing it. There's just a few other changes to be made to it, and we'll bring it to us in March.
Okay, thank you. Okay, if there's no other questions or comments, I'll move on to item number four, which is fuel policy, and I'm going to give that back to Joseph.
Hey, members, the fuel management policy is here for decision tonight. We're looking for approval. The purpose of the policy, you can see, is to ensure compliance with health and safety, environmental and governance requirements in relation to fuel used by council's fleet of vehicles. I think the paper is read, and if there are any questions.
Any comments, questions?
One small question.
Councillor
Enright,
yes, go ahead.
The policy seems to assume that we're going to have liquid fuels on an ongoing basis, whereas it's the government's direction that over the next 10 years we phase out liquid fuels and move to purely electric. Post any references to electric in this policy? Maybe we need to make that amendment.
Okay, thanks.
I'll take that query back. Policies have to be kept under review, and as we make changes in the council, under review, so I don't see this being the policy for the next 10 years. As other fuels or other new come in, we will have to look it up. So I can certainly take your query back, but I think at this stage, I would recommend that we look at this now, and if we need to update it, do that.
I just note we already have electric vans, or we're proposing to buy electric vans, so it's already relevant.
Thank you. I think Councillor Riley is wanting to come in online.
Yes, thanks, Madam Chair. Madam Chair, can I apologise for not being in the chamber? I was at a meeting in Armagh all day, and by the time I got home, I wouldn't have made it to Downpatrick. But the hydrogen aspect is becoming increasingly important, and certainly in terms of commercial use for the likes of bin lorries, heavy vehicles, JCB are really pioneering the European hydrogen engine scene. And I think it'd be wrong to prioritise anyone. We have to be proactive as we go along in this. And certainly I welcome that we now have a proper fuel policy in place. Can I ask, if fuel is cheaper in the Republic of Ireland, can our lorries cross the border to buy that fuel? Because I see some southern council lorries, whatever, come up north now when it's a bit cheaper here. It's just a practical thing. Like, it makes common sense that if you can save money, that we do it. Would you have to have an account down there? How would it work? Thank you, Madam Chair.
Councillor, I'll have to take that query back. I'm afraid I don't know the operations of the fuel in the council, but we normally have an account in places, so but I can certainly bring that back, that operational sort of query back, and I'll get someone to be in touch with you.
Thanks very much, Madam Chair. Thanks, Josephine.
Thank you. Okay, members, thanks for that. Do we get a proposer and seconder for that next week? No, can I get a proposer and seconder? Councillor McAteer, pose. I'm happy to second it, sure. Okay, we'll move on to item 5 then, which is the officer report on the notice motion for the 80th anniversary of VE and VJ Day. I'm going to hand to Colin, who is online. Colin, fan of you.
Yeah, thank you very much, Chair. As the Chair said, this relates to the 80th notice of motion, which was taken to the Council meeting on the 13th of January 25. The motion was referred to the Equality and Good Relations Reference Group. It was discussed at two meetings, on the 31st of January and also the 12th of February yesterday. And the consensus of the members, if we look at the recommendation there, was to establish an 80th anniversary of VE and VJ financial assistance programme with a 35,000 budget. And that where the chairperson receives an invitation to attend a council-funded event through that programme, that an award of a commemorative bowl would be there if they would be presented by the chairperson if they're invited to it. Also the development of and delivery of a programme of events by the museum section in Down County Museum, Newry and Moore Museum, and where possible to include an education leaflet on World War II. Also that the council place a plaque within Down County Museum to acknowledge the 80th anniversary of VE and VJ Day. The key point obviously was that the proposed budget of 35,000 was not agreed in the rate setting process, so the 35,000 allocation must be noted as an overspend to be reviewed and managed in year. In addition to that, because of the tight deadlines with regards to financial assistance and the fact that the VA Day is approaching fast, we're seeking approval to proceed to open the financial assistance call week beginning 17th of February, that's next Monday, prior to the ratification of the decision at the council meeting on the 3rd of March.
Thank you for that, Colin. I'll bring Councillor Boisey.
Yeah, on behalf of the DUP, I'd be very happy to propose this item, and I commend Councillor Hannah on his work on this. The 80th anniversary of the end of World War II marks one of the most significant events in world history, which County Down had a major role in, and so it's right this council provides funding to enable local groups to remember their history, such as my own village of Crossgar. Every year we remember the sacrifice of such a war, And it is also important we celebrate the victory of that war that gave us the peace and security that the First World War was unable to provide. The Second World War ultimately gave us the way of life we all enjoy today in Europe and beyond.
Councillor
Sharman? Yeah, sure. As Colin laid out, you know, this was discussed at Equality and Good Relations, and as of yesterday, we met again to follow up on it, and there was lengthy discussions, but and you know, our party are very supportive of the recommendations that have now came forward. We think it's a fair and appropriate approach. I would say, and I didn't say it in those meetings, that obviously we struck a rate, and now the DUP who voted against the rate are asking for us to find more money. But in being a team player and doing the right thing, we're more than happy to second the proposal and recommendation.
Thank you for that, Councillor Sharvin. Councillor Hanlon?
Yeah, just much the same sentiments as Councillor Sharvin. We were happy to support it, and we did have good, lengthy, healthy debate around what way the commemoration or the notice of motion would be facilitated. I suppose not to get into the rates process, but I think if we had had more time, that we could have probably expanded it out into programmes and stuff, but we are where we are, and I think it's a good proposition that we're landed with, so happy to support.
Councillor McTeer?
Yeah, I was sorry, just reading the report, and I just was trying to figure out what was meant by where the chair at the particular section where the chairperson receives an invitation to attend a council funded event to commemorate fully knowledge in the 1800 and be presented by the chairperson. By the chairperson to who?
If I could come in, Chair, yes. That would be obviously. We will be running the financial assistance scheme. People receive their letters of offer with regard to their projects, and if they receive an invite from the chairperson to attend a specific event, the chairperson would then present them with a bowl in the actual organisers of the event with a bowl to acknowledge the 80th anniversary.
Particular one that the chairperson will be attending on one of the two dates. Yep. Yeah.
Is that right? Yes. Okay. Content with that, Councillor McTeer? Okay, thank you. I think Councillor Taylor indicated to come in online, if you want to come.
Yes, Chair. Apologies again. I would have hoped to be in the chamber tonight, but I'm away for a couple of days just for the half term. But listen, I've been very supportive of this, and Councillor Hannah will know that I have spoken to him on a number of occasions about the notice of motion that he's brought forward, and certainly it's something I have encouraged. I, you know, have felt that it's vitally important that we mark this momentous occasion in terms of the history of, you know, our nation and indeed the entire world as a consequence of what happened 80-odd years ago, and we're 80 years ago, and we're at a stage now, obviously, where a lot of the veterans and sadly have passed on, and really this could be the, you know, the last occasion that we have, you know, an opportunity to pay tribute to some of those that are still with us, you know, that obviously fought, you know, in defence of our freedoms that we all enjoy here today. So it was important for us as a council to be able to mark this occasion and to allow our communities across the district to mark this in any way possible. From my own point of view, and the discussions that I had at Quality and Good Relations Forum, the educational outlet through the museums was an important aspect for me as well. It's important, obviously, that communities who are running events are given a financial contribution, but it was important for me also that the educational aspect provided by the museums played a prominent role in whatever was agreed. And certainly, you know, even contributions from, you know, schools and the wider community at large, just to learn from, you know, about what happened at that time, and you know, and I think when people are educated, it ensures that those things are never repeated. You know, so it's important that people are educated about what happened and the bravery that we've seen from the many servicemen and women who, you know, obviously served during that period of time. Probably one amendment, if you don't mind, I don't want this to, you know, to you know, what's agreed is agreed. But it just, I was wondering if Newry and Moore Museum could also be included, and the Down County Museum has obviously, you know, the provision of a plaque. I was wondering if Newry and Moore Museum could also be included in that. You know, I'm under conscious of budget, but if it's a minor cost, I would certainly like that to be added to the recommendations, if that's okay. But if it proves a stumbling block, that's fair enough. But I think it should be considered as part of it as well, because it's obviously I know myself out of my own family that served in that part of the district, and their names are on my own church memorial and Newry Cenotaph, obviously, and Bessbrook Place, where I go each year to mark those occasions. You know, I'm just conscious that, you know, if we could have Newry and Moore Museum added to that, I would appreciate that, if that's possible.
So, if that's a proposal, Davey, as an amendment, or Councillor Taylor, sorry, then we need a seconder for that.
Yeah.
Is there a seconder? Well, Colin, do you want to come in first before we progress?
Yeah. Can I maybe just give a slight background to that proposal with regards to Down County Museum? It was in relation to, I think there's an outline of a soldier within the grounds or within the museum, Down County Museum itself. So it lent itself to actually positioning maybe of a plaque at that site. Now, whether the same is within Newry and Moore Museum, I'm not so sure, but it's something we could look at if it's the committee wishes to.
Listen, if someone wants to second my, obviously, and it's a slight amendment to say, I'm just conscious, you know, across the district there was people that served, and if there was an opportunity to include something like that in Newry and Moore Museum, I'd also welcome that. So, but if somebody wants to second that, I'd be more than happy to receive that support. So thank you.
So Councillor Bowsey has indicated in the chamber that he'd be happy to second that proposal.
Thank you. Thanks.
And is there any objections to that?
I just want to comment.
Yeah.
I'm just a bit, I don't really have any issue with it, but I'm a bit disappointed that we spent two meetings and now we're in the chamber asking for an amendment to something that we had all agreed on, when we don't really know the cost implication of it, given that, as Councillor Sharvin had alluded to, this wasn't part of the race process. So I don't really have any issue with it, but I just think we could this ironed out before we come in this evening, and then we would have knew where we were at.
But Chair, if I could just say, sorry, again, I've made it very clear, if there's cost implications, I'm not looking to cause any problems in that regard. Yesterday, actually, I had a problem with the link, and for some reason the link didn't come through to me, and I had spoken actually to Councillor Hannah about that afterwards. But listen, that's not a problem with the council. For some reason it went in my junk email, and if I had have got that, I would have been nerd just to say that. But I'm not looking to cause any issues. Listen, it's important that it's marked, and you know, if it's the agreement of the room that they only want Down County Museum, that's fair enough. But I just thought, given obviously the numbers of people that served in Newry and Mourne area as well, I thought it would be a nice wee tribute if it's in Down County Museum to also include that in Newry and Mourne. But again, it's not to serve in any sort of stumbling block, because it's an important motion for all of us that it gets passed. So it's just if it could be explored anyway, and if there's any further discussion required on that. But as long as the motion recommendations as they stand go through, that's the main concern for me tonight. Thank you.
Right, well, I don't hear any objections to it, so I think it is agreed that that amendment would be to be explored for a plaque in Newry and Moore Museum if it's been accepted widely. Okay. So thank you.
Councillor Taylor.
Then I'm going to bring in Councillor Riley, please. You're on mute at the minute, Councillor Riley.
Good, Dustin. Can you hear me?
Yes, sorry, go ahead. No, you were frozen there. Go on.
Yeah, no, I very much welcome this, and it's good that it's been expedited, because if it was to sit somewhere for ages and ages, you know, nothing would happen. So very, very grateful to the staff for the way they've managed this. And Chairman, the American Council, apparently they're showing an interest in the American contribution to County Down in World War II. So there could be an opportunity in us to network and, you know, make a lot of friends right across the board that
could maybe influence other aspects of life in Uri and Morning Down. So I very much welcome it, and I thank all the parties for being very mature and you know, inclusive on an issue like this. I think it's great for the council the way they've managed it. So thanks very much, Madam Chair.
Thank you. Councillor Hannah, do you want to come in?
Thank you, Chair. First of all, I'd just like to thank everyone. So I know it came in quite late this year, and I know Josephine was annoyed at having to spend more money, so she was. But she'll find it. I'm sure she'll find the money for it somewhere, so she will. And the one other thing, too, there was quite a bit of debate about this. I think it is extremely important that this is commemorated. So it is, as I said, and Councillor Hanlon didn't realise it, that anybody that fought in the Second World War from Ireland were all volunteers, so they were, and they came from all denominations, so that there was no favour or favouritism shown anywhere. So it was, and Councillor Hanlon, I'm really delighted to hear, because it was her that actually came up with the idea of the Down Museum. So it was, and I think it's a really, really good idea. So it is. You're all laughing at me there for giving Una a wee bit of credit, but what I really did want was that Uri Morning Down Council have the name on the logo on some sort of a plaque, so it was with whatever inscription they decide to put on it. And I tell you, that illustrates that the school, or not the school, the council itself recognises what took place in the Second World and how important it was. And I am very, very happy there. And David, I never actually thought of what you suggested there, and I think it's a good idea, and I'm happy everybody has agreed in principle to it. So it is. I don't know, Josephine, what the cost of it will be. I suspect it will not be a massive pile, is it, or not? Depends how elaborate you want to go. But and all the other things, and the generosity of all those who were involved in that Good Relations Forum, we did open it up there. Originally, Colin had totally and utterly restricted it to 5 days, so he did. But to increase it there from the 1st of May to the 15th was a big gesture. So it was, because I know a lot of the organisations that were planning events, because it was so difficult to get particular types of entertainers or guests or whatever, it was very, very confined in the 5 days. I know I've been speaking to a number of organisations since, and if this all happily is three. And the other one that's very important too, and I did say it at the time, our vice chairman of council there, his family was involved in the Japanese and all that out in the Far East, and they were actually, I couldn't say exactly what they did, but they were in the resistance against the Japanese out there. It's just a pity he'll not be there, so he'll not there whenever the time goes round. That's between the 11th of May, or 11th of August and the 2nd of September. Was it the 2nd, Colin, or the 3rd? I'm not sure that it ended on. I can't remember just the title. What was it there?
I think it's the 2nd, Lynn. 2nd of
yeah.
September.
Yeah, that gives a really good window of opportunity for anybody that wishes to do events there, because I know a lot of my family fought in the American Army, so they did, and most of them fought in the Pacific area, so they did. So I think there's a lot to be achieved by this year, and it demonstrates that the council is willing to recognise, and especially recognise all the volunteers from Ireland there that did actually go and fight. I'm absolutely delighted that the council has come together in this. So thank you very much to everybody, all the councillors that were involved, especially Gareth Sherwin, so he is, because he always has a go at me, so he does. Thank you all.
Thanks for that, Councillor Hannah. So I think that was proposed by Councillor Bowsey and seconded by Councillor Sharvin. Sorry, yes, apologies. So the following items then, 6 and 7, are deemed to be exempt under paragraph 3 of part 1 of Schedule 6 of the Local Government Act, Northern Ireland 2014. Information relating to the financial or business affairs of any particular person, including the council holding that information, and the public may by resolution be excluded during these items of business. Now, please have a proposer and seconder to go into closed session then, please. Yeah, Councillor Enright proposed and Councillor Rice second. Okay, thank you. Councillor Byrne, I'm sure, can join us, restores connection. But we're okay to go ahead. There he is. So, Wealth and Committee, the following items were agreed. Item 6, Belfast Legal Services. Following a vote, the results of which were 12-4 and 3 abstentions on the proposal of Councillor Sharvin, seconded by Councillor McAteer, it was agreed to enter into a one-year SLA with Belfast City Council Legal Services Department from the 1st of April 2025 to the 31st of March 2026 on a non-profit slash cost recovery basis by virtue of the provisions of Section 105 of the Local Government Act Northern Ireland 1972 in relation to the legal services as outlined within the officer's report. Item 7, insurance premiums on the proposal of Councillor Riley, seconded by Councillor Enright, it was agreed to approve the payment of the insurance premiums for 2025 and to 2026. Okay, we'll move on to item 8 then, which is the impact of Storm Éowyn on Council Estate. This is just a forenoting item. If there is any queries, yes, Councillor Enright.
I'm just wondering if the occurrence of 30,000 insurance costs could have triggered a £250,000 reaction in our fees. I mean, is it worth claiming 30,000 if you're going to trigger it? The report highlights 30,000 of insurance costs.
Are you talking to this item?
In this item, it says there's £30,000 worth of insurance costs.
Yeah, we are in open session and we just don't use any figures that were
spoken. Could it possibly trigger something that we can't speak about in terms of increases? And is it worth claiming 30,000?
Okay, yes. It's just you weren't clear on that. So is your question, is the impact of the storm, has that impacted on our insurance?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll bring your question. I'll bring in one of the officers to respond to one of your questions or to your questions. But I'm going to bring in Councillor Hanlon first, and then I'll go back to the officers. So, Councillor Hanlon.
Yeah, no, it's just in regard to the storm damage and thinking of Castlewell and Forest Park. Has there been any outreach to the businesses that be affected that normally run outside the park or run out of the park? Like the mountaineering and mountain bike trails, the pony trek and things like that. It does seem to be that it's going to be quite a while before it's rectified. So just wondering, just thinking about their livelihoods.
Sure, there has been some engagement, but I'll double check that they've engaged with all businesses.
Thank you. Back on Councillor Enright's question, Josephine.
The whole insurance renewal started well before the storm. We have to inform the insurance company where there's damage, but we haven't made claims on it yet. It's impacted the premiums because the timing not was already well in train before the storm last month.
Councillor Chauvin.
Yeah, Chair. 120,000, you know, a significant amount of damage. Although when you compare us to other councils, like in North Down and Ards, you know, where they had a whole roof come off, like I'm sure that's a significant cost. But obviously there was additional funding announced by the executive that went to departments to support in the recovery and the financial cost of that. I haven't seen any word or heard of anything that, you know, is councils going to get any support in their recovery and the costs that they have? I take note in the report that where there is other public agencies, you know, in partnership for facilities, there may be an opportunity for some sharing of costs. But, you know, is central government going to support councils that they've continuously cut, you know, the rate support grants and other financial costs? Do we have any word from the executive of monies coming to support councils?
I'm going to come back to your question after I take in Councillor Bowsley. Is that okay?
Yeah, well, if my assumption of what the response will be, then I would be proposing that we would write to the Minister of Finance to highlight the cost that we are, and also to write to the other councils to ask that they also highlight the cost that they have incurred from the storm and the financial implications that will have on them and the monies that they have to find to actually do the recovery.
Okay. And is there anyone to second your proposal? Councillor Buzzy.
Firstly, commend all the hard work of the staff in clearing trees around the different parks. In relation to Stephen Darrowwood, which is probably one that's one of the least well-known woodland trails maintained by the council there, just between Dumoness and Loch in Ireland. It's a total closure, and I'm sure it's not up there in the priority to get cleared. There's probably about half a dozen trees there at the beginning of the trails that could be cleared to at least allow a bit of a loop to be done of that walk. So just if they could sort of initial trees on the likes of these trails could be cleared just to allow a little bit of a walk so that these areas aren't without trails for potentially quite some weeks. Thanks.
Okay. Justine, do you want to come back in?
I can just bring that back to officers. They may be aware, but bring that back. I'm not aware of any money coming to the quite in time. The initial costs, I have to say these are the initial costs, and they may well increase.
Okay, thank you. Is everyone in agreement then for Councillor Sharwin's proposal to write to the Finance Minister? I assume everyone is. Yeah, okay, perfect. And I need a proposer and seconder for the update as well. Yeah, Councillor Bowsey and Councillor Hannan. Okay, thank you everyone. That's it for tonight, so stay home.